Amen. Well, I need you to take your Bibles and turn back to, I need some volunteers. I need four volunteers. You're going to look at different scripture passages. All right, do I have four volunteers? Annie, Zach, I need a couple of kids. Come on, Ainsley, one more. Oh, Liliana, you can read, right? Oh, but Hannah can help you read, okay? All right. Annie, if you would turn to Psalm 146. Zach, if you would turn to Psalm 147. Who back there? Ainsley, Psalm 148. And Liliana and Hannah, if you would turn to Psalm 150, okay? All right. Everybody else, turn to Psalm 149, our scripture text for today. It is the psalm text for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, and that's what we're going to be looking at together. But as you're turning, I have some good news to announce, and you're going to want to congratulate Greg and Donna Sweeney, because on this day, 6 years ago, they were married. Isn't that great? That's so wonderful. Be sure to congratulate them on their sixth anniversary when you go to coffee hour. Now, Psalm 149 is the fourth of five consecutive psalms, Psalms 146 to 50, which have something very important in common. So, beginning with, and do it in order, 146, 147, Ainsley, where are you? 148, and then 150, Hannah and Liliana. I want you to read the very beginning of the first verse of each psalm, and then the very last part of the last verse of each psalm. So we'll start with Annie.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Ainsley? Praise the Lord. Okay, Liliana and Hannah? Do you notice a little bit of a theme going on here? Yeah, each one of these five psalms begin with the Hebrew word hallelujah, which is translated in our Bibles by the phrase praise the Lord. It's the same as you heard in the reading earlier with Psalm 149. These last five psalms form a collective doxology, a way of singing praise to the Lord as we come to the end of the book of Psalms. These five psalms call us to sing our praise to God as we leave the literary sanctuary. That's a good way to think about the book of Psalms, as a kind of literary sanctuary, as we leave that book and go out then into the future. Now, Psalm 149, verse 1, caught my attention when I read it with respect to Welcome Back Sunday today. After praise to the Lord, it continues, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Now, I thought, what a great way to start Welcome Back Sunday, with singing to the Lord a new song. But as I studied it, what I found out was that a new song does not refer to singing worship songs whose words or tunes are new to us. That's not what it's calling God's people to. No, the word that is used there means to sing songs that mark a new era, that mark a new beginning. And in this psalm, the new song is a hymn of victory, proclaiming a new era that has come because God has defeated Israel's enemies. Now, we didn't go on and read the rest of the psalm, and that was for a reason, because I'm going to do it now. But as you hear verses 6 through 9, it might make you cringe a little bit. So look in your Bible. Let's continue reading Psalm 149. Beginning in verse 6, may the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people, praise the Lord. It's a little unsettling, isn't it? This psalm, like many of the psalms actually that occur in the book of Psalms, is a psalm that's written in the context of warfare. But we need to remember in that original setting that in those times of war, Israel was often called upon by God to restore his justice in the earth. Now, such vengeance that this psalm calls the people to respond to, that's not Israel's right. Vengeance only belongs to God. And throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, we hear it repeated several times. God reminds his people that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Now, God's people are the means of carrying this out, but vengeance is never the prerogative of God's people. It's only at the direction of the Lord. But with the coming of Christ, with the coming of Jesus, and the establishment of God's spiritual kingdom, the weapons of warfare have changed. The weapons of warfare have changed. The double-edged sword is no longer a physical weapon or a reference to a physical weapon. Rather, the double-edged sword, as we read in Hebrews chapter 4, is the Word of God. And Paul picks up on this when he writes in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, that the sword of the Spirit is God's Word. It's God's Word. For in the coming of Christ, God has established the spiritual kingdom of God. And so the weapons of warfare have changed. And the sword of the Spirit, God's Word, is the necessary and the effective weapon for all the spiritual battles we face. And Paul will go on to remind us in Ephesians chapter 6 that the battles we are called to fight are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And when you think of those battles, those are the battles we are called to fight as we seek to continue to bring forth the kingdom of God out into this world. We need the assurance of victory. Think about what keeps you awake at night. What goes on in your mind that doesn't let your mind shut off? Parents, we worry about our children. And children, you sometimes worry about your parents. We worry about getting sick or things that make us sad. We worry about who will sit with us at lunch or if I'll get the job that I need. Maybe what keeps you awake at night is the uncertainty that changes in your life circumstances bring, like starting a new school or facing a serious health challenge. Whatever spiritual battle you are facing, whatever spiritual challenge you are fighting, the wonderful message of this psalm this morning is to remember that the Lord takes delight in his people and he crowns the humble with victory. He crowns the humble with victory. In other words, as the psalmist declares in verse 4 of this text, God will not abandon you even in your darkest trial. God will not forsake you even when life is its most challenging. And why is that? Because God delights in you. God delights in you. You are his forever beloved child. And he's not going to leave you without resources. He's not going to leave you without all that you need to face the challenges before you. And the promise in verse 4 is He will give you victory no matter how hard or how harrowing, whatever spiritual battle, whatever challenge in life you are facing today. For when life's storms are raging around us, when life's storms are raging within us, remember, the Lord delights in you. He hasn't forgotten you. And He will bring you through whatever battle you are fighting. For He crowns the humble, God's word says, with victory. With victory. This promise that the psalmist gives us in verse 4 of Psalm 149 is echoed a little more extensively, but no less eloquently, when Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Will it be stress over my job or who's going to be my friend at school? Is that going to separate me from the love of Christ? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." And that promise, that reality, that truth, as God's child, who God delights in, is meant to bless us with a new song. A song of confidence in the Lord, a song of assurance of His strength. No matter how tough life is, a song of victory through life. For in the end, the battle is the Lord and is the Lord's, and God has promised He's not going to leave you. He's not going to let you go. So, on this Welcome Back Sunday, let the word from God that you are God's delight and He will give you the victory you need in life calls you to praise the Lord with all you are and with all you have. We've been doing things a little bit in a new and fresh way here this morning, and I have to, with delight, invite you to do something a little bit different to express our gratitude that we are the Lord's delight and that He will give us the victory we need today. I'm going to ask Desiree to come, and as she plays, I want you to take just a moment to write or draw your response of praise to God today. There, as you know, there's these pads of paper, there are colored pencils there. How would you like to express your praise with word or in pictures? That you are God's beloved child, and He will give you the victory you need for whatever battle, whatever challenge you are facing in life. As she plays, draw that response. And then in a little bit, we're going to use our bodies, because you notice that in the psalm, that praise to God is expressed with dancing. Now, confession time. I don't have good rhythm. I kind of skew toward the frozen, chosen side of the worship spectrum. But I can walk, and I can bring my offering to God. So I'm going to encourage you, as we come to that part in the service here at the end, that you, if you feel so led to move and sway, to bring your offerings forward, not only what you write or draw, but your tithes and offerings today, the money you've brought, to support the work of God from this place. If you're not at all comfortable with that, you can stay in your pew, find one of our children, give them your offering, they'll bring it up, but maybe you can sway a little bit in your pew as a way of showing your praise to God this morning. However it is, by offering praise to God in a new way today, maybe, just maybe, it will help us all sing a new song in our heart for a new beginning, a new era, a new trusting in our confidence and the God who loves us, and the God who delights in you. So that the next time, when you find it hard to fall asleep at night, it will be because you are singing, as the psalm says, for joy on your bed, as you remember the Lord delights in you. He will never leave you. He will give you victory. Thanks be to God. Amen.